Sadie James Rawa, who is the Artist of the Month for Regional Arts WA. Sadie, welcome to Artbeat.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
So, Sadie, please tell me, what is the bubble?
Well, I guess there's two parts to the bubble. The first, the bubble is my the original gallery that I set up in Coral Bay. It really is, I think Coral Bay itself is a bit of a bubble, and so it seemed a natural kind of progression or a natural name for what became my gallery that showcases my artwork. And then it subsequently became the title of a children's book that I wrote and illustrated of that name about a parrotfish. They actually make these little mucus bubbles to sleep in, which is a bit bizarre, but definitely true. I've seen it. So, yeah, that's where it's kind of got a dual meaning for me these days.
A mucus bubble.
Yes.
Like when you're crying really hard and you...
Not a particularly good look, but it has a purpose. It serves a purpose. So it's, I call it like a snotty sleeping bag. And they sit at these parrotfish. They sit in them at night. They thought it was to stop predators from smelling them, but also to maybe stop parasites from latching on. So, yeah, weird but true. There's a lot of that kind of in the ocean, I think, kind of very strange things that go on, but kind of fascinating all the same, and that's where I pretty much get most of my inspiration from.
And I think that, do you know what, that is perfect for a children's book. I feel like there are going to be so many kids out there trying to make their own snot bubbles to sleep in now.
I apologise for that.
So you've created this, or you've built this business around your art that is encompassing not only of your bricks and mortar gallery, but also, as you've said, children's books, and you're going out into the community and beautifying Coral Bay. Not that it needs to be beautified anymore, but
I think that's a hard task, to kind of top Coral Bay, but I have been doing some public art projects of late, which have been, they've been great. And I'm actually currently in Carnarvon at the moment, working with an Indigenous artist, Tony Rowe, and it's kind of quite a statement piece on the side of the main shopping precinct as you come into town. So it's you're not going to miss it, but hopefully it's going to be something worth looking at. It's the theme is connection to country, so the dawsons, the burrowing bees, are kind of like the linchpin to the composition, and there's a huge range of the local flora and fauna. So I'm kind of going out back for this one, where most of my work seems to be kind of ocean based. This is definitely a bit of a departure, but nonetheless, it's kind of been it's a big wall. It's 30 metres long, so it's quite a big project.
My tiny brain cannot even comprehend how long that is, but it sounds long. Part of the Coral Bay community, the Ningaloo Reef is important to that kind of part of the world.
Absolutely, yeah.
We are. Our next guest on the show is Tim Winton, who has just done documentary. How can we, as West Australians, as people who, might head up to Exmouth to visit or to Coral Bay to visit, how can we best make sure that we are treating that part of the world kindly when we go?
I think what people underestimate is when you go, as an individual, and you do whatever it is, whether you're catching fish or you're collecting shells, you're not supposed to do that, but you just think, oh, well, it's only one, that doesn't matter. Oh, it's only this, it doesn't really matter. But there's the traffic up that way is, it's really difficult, because I absolutely adore the place. I love it. I'm very passionate about it. And I kind of would like everyone to experience it. But there is that sort of pressure on numbers. So I think people have maybe just be aware of, it doesn't matter because it's just us, but actually the collective effect is, when it's all added up, is quite significant. So there's really, I just think being respectful in the way you approach any sort of wildlife, And for the most part, people are. And I think it's just the kind of few that spoil it sometimes. But, you know, I think awareness of like the facts, if we ever lost it, then that's a kind of a complete tragedy. But and I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. So it's here for people to enjoy. I just encourage people to actually engage and see it for what it is. And then that way you kind of, once you really appreciate it and you understand how special it is, then you have more of a kind of need to look after it. And that can be kind of just in terms of the environment anyway. Do you know that kind of message that comes across when you kind of see something in the flesh? It's a bit different to kind of, yeah, I know we need to kind of not fish as much, or we don't need to. You know, make sure we kind of take all our rubbish with us. But even just taking it back to Perth or somewhere else, because like even in Coral Bay, you know, we're very limited on how we kind of dispose of all this kind of all these things. So, I think that's what I'd say first and foremost.
And of course, when you're up in Coral Bay, check out Sadie's Bubble, not the Snot Bubble, the art gallery Bubble, where you can find her amazing artwork.
Thank you. We also have a gallery up in Exmouth as well, if you're up that way. I've sort of progressed. I'm heading up north. So, yeah, Exmouth, we have Gallery 6707 with my business partner, Jess Haddon Photography. So, yeah, come and have a look.
Sadie, thank you so much for chatting to us on Art Beach today.
All right.